Today's contestants are a university professor originally from Manhattan, Kansas, Fred Nelson. A theater manager from Berkeley, California, Morgan Steele. And our returning champion, a grant writer from Las Vegas, Nevada, Leslie Minet, whose one day cash winnings total $2,700. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, I know, $2,700. Every once in a while on Jeopardy, in a hotly contested game, we get a final that manages to stymie all three players. That was the case yesterday. Nobody came up with a correct response. They all wagered big. Leslie became champion, not because she won $2,700, but because that's how much money she had left at the end of Final Jeopardy. She's going to make up for it today, she hopes. Morgan and Fred, it's up to you to stop her if you can. Good luck. Here we go. All right, let's check out the categories. We start off today with New York City's nicknames. That sounds like fun. Then the second millennium, verb homophones, keeping it 100. Dollars, notice the R in quotation marks. You know what that means. Dollars to donuts. Leslie, start us.
Let's start with verb homophones for 200.
A dog command, or to make someone feel better via medicine. Fred?
What is heel?
Heel, yes.
Homophones for 4.
Stop the car, or smash to bits. Morgan?
What is crash?
Nope. Leslie?
What is break?
Break is right.
600?
To favor one position over another, or released an exasperated sound. And the homophones are side, side. Leslie?
800.
To twist hair or make a sound like a donkey. Leslie?
What is braid?
Braid, yes.
And for 1,000.
Join a gathering or deliver justice. Leslie?
What is to meet?
Meet, M-E-E-T or M-E-T-E, yes.
Let's go to keeping it 100 for 200.
For water, it's 100 degrees Celsius. Leslie?
What is boiling point?
Good.
100 for 400.
In 1958, this trade magazine launched the Hot 100, the gold standard for ranking popular songs. Morgan?
What is Billboard?
That's right.
100 for 600.
This NBA Center's 1962 scoring record of 100 points in a single game still stands today. Fred?
Who is Wilt Chamberlain?
He's the one.
New York City for 200.
This nickname for New York City was used by Washington Irving. Bruce Wayne put it before city. Leslie.
What is Gotham?
Gotham, that's the word.
Keeping it 100, 800.
In a non-leap year, the 100th day falls on this date. I can smell the wood burning as you're doing the math. The correct response, what is April 10th? Back to you, Leslie.
Keeping it 100 for 1,000.
The oldest person ever to serve as a U.S. senator. He was 100 when he retired in 2003. Fred.
Who is Strom Thurmond?
Correct.
New York for 400.
Poughkeepsie is the queen city of this river. Morgan.
What is the Hudson?
Yep.
Second millennium for 400.
Before the Industrial Revolution, people worked from home in what's called this kind of house industry. Fred.
What is cottage?
Good.
New York for 600.
Slowly I turned to this honeymoon capital of the world. Fred.
What is Niagara Falls?
Yes.
New York for 800.
Answer. Haley Bubba. All right. You've just taken the $200 lead over Leslie.
1,000.
Okay. Second only to New York City in population, this western port is the Nickel City.
What is Newark?
No, the Nickel City. Nickel, Buffalo, the Buffalo Nickel. You drop down to 1,800, but you've taken us into our first commercial break. And we'll pause for a few minutes. Fred Nelson is a university professor who's been fired from every job he's ever had except for teaching. How did that come about?
Yeah, I worked in a lot of retail management jobs, and I would have to train people, and but I wasn't very good at business, and so I'd get fired, and they would promote who I had trained into my old job. So guess what? I figured I could teach.
Good for you. All right. Morgan Steele, originally from Berkeley, California. You are a theater manager who's been lucky enough to work on a couple of productions abroad. Where?
Yes. I worked on a production of the musical Ain't Too Proud in Toronto and in Dublin on the musical Once.
Okay. Different situations over there compared to down here.
Yeah.
How would you classify those productions?
Oh, I mean, they were a bit more commercial, so a bit more Broadway musical than what I've worked on here, but all have been wonderful experiences.
Okay. Leslie Minot is from Las Vegas, Nevada. She is a poet and wrote a poem, a sonnet about?
James Bond.
Why James Bond?
Because
obviously he's fascinating to you.
He's fun, and we all wish we could be James Bond, and that was really the motivation for it. The idea that sooner or later, whether or not we choose, we all go down the mountain in a cello case.
All right. Fred, we come back to you. You're in command of the board, sir. Please, take a look.
Let's try to donuts for 200.
At the top of the category, The Donut by Michael Crondall says the treat became popular with this profession back when all-night food options were few. Fred.
What are policemen?
Yes.
Donuts for four.
Milk and powdered sugar are Mark Bittman's two ingredients for this five-letter substance that covers many a Krispy Kreme donut. Fred.
What is icing?
No. Morgan.
What is glaze?
Glaze, yes.
Donut 600.
In Israel, jelly donuts are the traditional food during this winter holiday. Morgan.
What is Hanukkah?
Correct.
Donuts 800.
Your basic donut shop donut is made with yeast. This crispy type, named for a different treat, uses baking powder. Morgan.
What is a kroner?
No. Fred.
What is a cake donut?
That's it.
Donuts for 1,000.
The doughboys of the World War I U.S. Army were grateful for the donut lassies of this army. Fred.
What is Scotland?
No. They were grateful for the ladies of the Salvation Army. Back to you, Fred.
Doll R's for 200.
Kenner's Star Wars action figures have included this droid, complete with pop-up lightsaber. Morgan.
Who is R2-D2?
Yes.
Doll 400.
A Disney doll of this tangled character comes with a brush. Morgan.
What is Rapunzel?
Good.
600.
You can get a 12-inch plush version of this Bullwinkle pal, which must be nearly life-size. Morgan.
Who is Rocky?
Rocky, the squirrel.
800.
This brother doll joined his sister in 1920. Leslie?
Who is Raggedy Andy?
Yeah.
1,000.
In the 1980s, this Bright was the name of an animated series and of a doll clad in stripes of red, blue, yellow, and other colors. Fred.
Who is Rainbow Bright?
Yes.
New York City for 1,000.
Sharing its name with a European capital, it was known as Copper City for its production of that metal. And that would be Rome. Four clues left, Fred.
Millennium for 200.
This religion spread in Southeast Asia with the help of the King of Malacca, who converted around 1430 and became a sultan. Leslie?
What is Islam?
Yes.
Millennium 600.
Mao said, never forget this Marxist struggle. 2 years after he died, China kind of got amnesia and moved toward capitalism. Mao was talking about the class struggle. Two clues left.
800.
Developed in Germany in the 1450s, this information technology next moved on to Italy. Fred.
What is printing?
Good. Now the last clue. Despite a Soviet blockade, this operation brought food to a war-ravaged city in 1948 to the delight of the kids. Fred.
What is the Berlin airlift?
You are right. And that takes you to 4,200 and into the lead. And that means that Morgan will go first in Double Jeopardy right after this break. Fired. from every job he's ever had except teaching, but Fred is leading now. Morgan, in third place, picks first from these categories in Double Jeopardy: health and medicine. Next, we want you to name the actor who sang each song in an Oscar-winning role, singing for your Oscar, followed by transportation, 15-letter words, sounds tough, poetic characters, and finally, Forrest Klump. Ha! Morgan.
Oscar for 800.
All That Jazz in Chicago. Fred.
Who is Catherine Zeta-Jones?
That's right.
Oscar for 12.
The Weary Kind in Crazy Heart. Fred.
Who is Jeff Bridges?
Yes.
Oscar for 16.
Audition the Fools Who Dream in La La Land. Morgan.
Who is Emma Stone?
Yes.
2000.
I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face in My Fair Lady. Fred.
Who's Rex Harrison?
Yes, indeed.
Oscar for 4.
I Dreamed a Dream in Les Miserables. Morgan.
Who is Anne Hathaway?
You got her.
Poetic characters, 800.
The Pussycat marries him in an Edward Lear poem, and they danced by the light of the moon. Fred.
Who is the owl?
Good.
Poetic for 4.
10,000 eyes were on this baseball player as he rubbed his hands with dirt. Leslie.
Who is Mighty Casey?
Casey, yes.
Poetic, 1,200?
Answer there. Daily Double. All right, you're in second place, and you can't catch Fred, but you can get close.
2,000.
All right. In an epic poem, this king of the Geats drinks mead and fights a monster.
What is Beowulf?
Beowulf, yes, indeed. You're at 6,000. Go again.
Poetic for 1,600.
In the Divine Comedy, this Roman poet guides Dante through hell and purgatory. Fred.
Who is Virgil?
He's the one.
Forrest Klump for 4.
The Danube River may be famously blue, but it rises in a forest and empties into a sea, both named for this color. Leslie.
What is black?
That's right.
Poetic characters, 2,000.
Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert and belong to this title king in a Shelley poem. Fred.
Who is Ozymandias?
You are correct.
Forrest Klump for 8.
On Yemen's Socotra Island, there's a forest of this mythical animal's blood trees named for the deep red color of their sap. And that would be dragon. Back to you, Fred.
Forrest for 12.
The Painted Desert Inn is in this Arizona forest, also a national park named for ancient groves. Leslie.
What is the Petrified Forest?
Good.
15-letter words for 400.
Adjective for school activities held outside of class and after regular hours. Morgan.
What is extracurricular?
That's the 15-letter word.
1600 Forrest Klump.
A forest north of Stratford shared this name with the forest in As You Like It. Leslie.
What is Arden?
Yes.
Forrest Klump for 2,000.
Joseph Conrad called the Ituri Forest on the shores of this major river the heart of darkness. Fred.
What is the Congo?
That's correct.
Health for 400.
Wheezing is a common symptom of this lung disorder. A global initiative brings awareness of it annually on the first Tuesday in May. Morgan.
What is emphysema?
Nope. Fred.
What is asthma?
That's it.
Health for 8.
Motrin is a brand of this non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug used to treat fever and muscle aches. Leslie.
What is ibuprofen?
You got it.
Transportation for 400.
The Antonov AN-2, a model of this old-style stack-wing aircraft, was produced until the year 2001. Fred.
What is a helicopter?
Nope. Old style because it's a biplane. Biplane. Leslie.
15-letter words for 800.
It's the act of a country taking state control of what had been a privately owned industry. Fred.
What is nationalizing?
No. Leslie.
What is nationalization?
That's it. 15 letters.
1,200, 15 letters.
Someone who playfully signals romantic interest has this quality. Leslie?
Flirtatiousness? What is flirtatiousness?
That's it.
15 letters, 1600.
The condition of two people so different by nature that they are not able to work or live together harmoniously. Leslie.
What is incompatibility?
That's the word.
And 15 letter for 2000.
This adverb means nevertheless or in spite of. It doesn't mean fully seated. And this time the word is notwithstanding. All right, Leslie, pick.
Health and medicine, 1200.
Estrogen alone, or along with progesterone, is what menopausal women get as this therapy, HRT for short. Leslie.
What is hormone replacement therapy?
Yes.
Health and medicine, 1600.
Answer there, the daily double. And you have a $1,000 lead over Fred. And we don't have that much time left.
2000.
Two it is. The bone marrow doesn't produce enough blood cells in the aplastic type of this disease.
What is... Oh, I'm blanking on it. Sorry.
What is anemia? Anemia. You now trail Fred by 1,000. Pick again.
Health and medicine, 2000.
Whether you get a DT vaccine or a TD vaccine, you are being protected from tetanus and this infectious disease. Leslie.
What is diphtheria?
Right.
Transportation, 800.
Most of the 1,400-mile highway named for this U.S. state runs through Canada. Fred.
What is the Alaskan Highway?
Yes, we'll accept that.
Transportation for 12.
This cargo-carrying boat can get very large. Gaston in Beauty and the Beast says, I'm roughly the size of one. Morgan.
What is a barge?
Good.
2,000.
Train time, this five-letter word is the distance between the two rails. The standard is 1.435 meters. Fred.
What is a gauge?
Gauge is correct, and now the last clue. In 1868, this man's company launched the Delmonico, a dining car named for the swanky Manhattan restaurant. Fred.
Who is Harvey?
Nope. Correct response, who is George Pullman? Same as the sleeping car. All right, quite a game, Fred, ending up with $200 more than Leslie. Morgan's still around, looking good with $5,000. Final Jeopardy? Today? 19th century Americans, that's what you get to consider. And they'll make their wagers while we pause right now.
Take my hand, don't let go. Look in my eyes and in my soul. Of all your fear, I'm not going anywhere.
A woman shows her carjacker how to drive her car. New tonight, why she says she did it. Fox 45 News Operation Crime and Justice investigates what's being done to stop trafficking untraceable ghost guns in the city.
Tonight at 10.
The Geico Gecko walks across this New York landmark. Forget about it. What is the Brooklyn Bridge? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Final Jeopardy category, 19th century Americans, and this is the clue, players. In 1858, these two men faced each other in Alton, Freeport, Galesburg, and four other nearby towns. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Very important part of the clue. Morgan, we come to you first. You had $5,000. What did you come up with as your response? Who are Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp? That's interesting. I love it. It's incorrect, but I love it. It'll cost you $49.97. You're down to $3. Let's go to our champion, Leslie. She had $14,800. Wrote down a response quickly and wrote down an incorrect response, not Lee and Grant. And so it'll cost you, it'll cost you everything but $100. Are we going to have a small payday again today? Fred, it's up to you to redeem the whole round today. You came up with Lincoln and Douglas in their famous seven debates. And that's right. And you risked $5,001. You're the new champion with $20,001. Congratulations. We're going to wrap up the week right here with Fred tomorrow and two challenges. Be sure to join us for that, won't you?
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.